This is KUT. It's been 6 years since the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. 20 children and 6 adults were killed by a lone gunman. But Austin radio show host Alex Jones has repeatedly called the shooting a hoax and a government conspiracy. Now some parents of the children who died that day have filed a defamation lawsuit against Jones and his company InfoWars. KUT's Avery Miles has more on the lawsuit, which holds an opening hearing today in Austin.
In 2014, Alex Jones claimed that the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. He said that the victims had been child actors and doubted that anybody had died.
Could be that, you know, we need to get clarification. I went on, I could never find out. The stuff I found was they never let them see their bodies. That's kind of what's weird about this, but maybe they did. So I'm sure it's all real.
Since then, Jones has rolled back on his original comments, calling the shooting a tragedy. His new statements didn't stop the Sandy Hook families from filing a lawsuit. Jones has filed a motion in court claiming First Amendment rights in an effort to dismiss the lawsuit. Usually, in defamation cases, it's a public figure, like Jones, claiming defamation by statements from a person or a group. But in this case, Jones is arguing that the Sandy Hook parents are the public figures. Bill Ogden represents 3 of the Sandy Hook families.
We say they're not public figures, at least in this context. And regardless, we feel confident that we can prove the malice and or reckless disregard for the conduct that they did.
The families are seeking $1 million in damages. Ogden says they will show evidence like photographs, reports, and funeral bills to rebut the claims that Jones has made.
What's intriguing about the case is it's almost impossible to win a libel case. And yet this is a case where I think the plaintiffs are going to win.
Lucas Poe is a professor of government at the University of Texas School of Law. He's also a First Amendment scholar. He says the Sandy Hook families will have to show reckless disregard for the truth to win the case, while Jones will defend his comments based on the grounds that the First Amendment protects his opinions. Jones has admitted in his court filings that Sandy Hook did happen, but family lawyer Ogden says that's not enough.
You can't apologize now and expect that to be enough for my clients after the last 4.5 to 5 years. They've had to relive arguably the worst moment that a parent ever has to live, and they get reminded of it and have to relive it over and over again for half a decade.
The judge will have 30 days to make a ruling on whether or not the case should proceed. Avery Miles, KUT News.